America turned 250 years old on July 4th, 2026, and the political moment surrounding that anniversary was, to put it generously, layered. Trump gave his semi-quincentennial address after 11 at night. Severe weather forced a two-hour evacuation of the National Mall, pushing the speech well past any normal primetime window. The America 250 celebration had the logistical character of the broader political moment. Ambitious in conception, complicated in execution.
The speech itself leaned heavily on the Save America Act, Trump's voting legislation that he claims would keep Republicans winning elections for a century. The bill is stalled in the Senate, and the claim itself is the kind of statement that tends to generate more opposition than support when uttered publicly. But the framing matters. Trump used the 250th birthday as a stage to advance a specific legislative agenda, which is a choice that reveals priorities.
And then you had Gavin Newsom, hours earlier, using his own 4th of July address to propose a felony ballot seizure law explicitly aimed at preventing what he characterized as federal interference in state elections. Newsom is running an operation that looks increasingly like a 2028 presidential campaign, using the 250th anniversary to draw a constitutional line. That ballot seizure should be a felony is both a substantive policy proposal and a signal about where he intends to position himself. It drew immediate response from the administration.
J.D. Vance gave a more traditional July 4th address, urging Americans to embrace the nation's greatness, which functionally plays as the straight man counterpart to the Newsom provocation. Bernie Sanders, at 84, released a video declaring a political revolution, pointing to Democratic Socialist primary victories in New York and Colorado as evidence that his movement's agenda has entered the mainstream. The DSA separately said they'd be thrilled if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez runs for president in 2028. So on America's 250th birthday, you had the sitting president, the sitting vice president, California's governor, and 84-year-old Vermont senator all essentially launching or reinforcing their competing political projects simultaneously.
The Atlantic's decision to republish Vance's 2016 essay on the same day, the one where he called Trump cultural heroin, is the kind of editorial decision that isn't accidental. That essay, written before Vance's political reinvention, describes Trump's appeal as an addictive but ultimately destructive force in working-class communities. Publishing it on July 4th, 2026, when Vance is vice president, is a pointed reminder of how dramatically a person's stated views can change when political ambition enters the picture.
The Paul Pelosi hit-and-run charge in Napa County adds another layer to the Democratic political picture. The husband of the former speaker facing criminal charges is not ideal timing for a party trying to reclaim the high ground on accountability. And the McConnell angle is genuinely strange. Elaine Chao visited China's vice president 3 days after Senator McConnell was found unconscious and given CPR at home on June 14th. The timing has generated real questions, though it's worth noting that Chao has long-standing professional relationships in China from her time as transportation secretary.
The Trump pardons, 11 of them, including 9 individuals convicted of Clean Air Act violations, are getting less attention than they might on a quieter news day, but they're substantively significant. Pardoning Clean Air Act violations sends a clear signal about regulatory enforcement priorities. These weren't minor paperwork infractions. The Clean Air Act has criminal provisions that apply to serious violations of pollution controls. Pardoning 9 such cases simultaneously is a statement about how the administration views environmental enforcement.
And then there's the Trump Accounts launch, the administration's new program providing a $1,000 investment account for every newborn in the United States, launched on July 4th with deliberate symbolic weight. The policy mechanics are still being debated, but the political optics are clearly designed to give every American family born on or after July 4th, 2026, a direct financial stake in the administration's investment in America's future. Whether the funding mechanism is sound is a separate question from whether the messaging is effective.